Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have the Future Foundation reboot. This was a space hosted by the Future Foundation with Angel Protocol and some others, and the first space crashed, and then they restarted it. So this is the half hour from the restarted space. Let's take a listen.
Okay, we had a technical difficulty. Let's see, Chauncey, we've got you back. Jeremy, we have you back.
All right.
I put an announcement in the Future Foundation Discord. Seems like Mike ran out.
If you want to do another tweet, I could retweet that as well and post to our community.
Yeah, let me do it.
By the way, how long are we aiming to go for today? Just for general time check?
Maybe another 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah, totally doable. Yeah,
Twitter really Spaces. Just gathering steam, actually.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh no. pulling in quite a good group. But I know Twitter Spaces is kind of janky every now and then. But maybe it was David's connection that died.
Yeah, he seems like he lost it. I'm just sending out another message here. Okay, I just tweeted it. Okay. Let's see. We've got a few people back. You might have lost a couple others, but yeah, it seems like Dave lost connection. Even on Discord, I'm not getting a hold of him. He's gone dark.
All right. All good. All good.
Anyway, let's keep the hang going. At the very least, it sounded like you guys were working on some kind of ways of directly working together through an API. So what do you think, Chauncey?
I love it. I think it's just an obvious, clear synergy. And to the point about NFTs and philanthropy, right? The art and charity have always gone hand in hand. And there's a certain element of status involved in art on its own. There's a certain amount of status involved in donating to charity on its own. Together, there's a lot of just synergy and overlap there. And I'm not really a believer in the, you know, kind of traditional viewpoint that you should hide your good deeds away. If you share them, they are less good. I think that's kind of a perverse sort of thing, right? Where we end up being very incentivized and motivated by society to share what is dark or scary or bad or just about like achievement or money or wealth. And then we're told to hide away when we do the good things and not share that and try and lead by example in that sense. So what Jeremy and Leyline are doing, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that we should create ways for people to demonstrate how charitable they are and how they do contribute in different ways. And I feel like that's where you can harness something that can be very bad and self-serving in terms of NFT, PFP projects and metaverses, and there's all of this potential bad ways that could go in dystopian sort of ways. But by harnessing things like Leyline and rewarding that and then just connecting it with existing protocols and on-chain data like Angel Protocol donations, it's one of those areas where everyone wins, and it's aligned incentives.
I'm with you 100%, brother. And thank you for that. And you know, actually, in terms of collaboration, Angel Protocol is already supporting us in a big way. You know, we're on a platform and already getting, you know, a yield and donation straight to charity from Angel Protocol. So already big thank you for that alone. And to kind of riff on that whole concept, you know, I think it very much is tied to identity and value system. Like, what is our social value system? What are the things that people in our society value? And, you know, you can look at how we manifest that and signal the things that we value in fashion and in collectibles and like what you own and what you spend your money on and then what you share out to the world. And you can see, you know, from social media, like it's just very easy to browse through and see what are the things that people go out there and signal around. And, you know, I think there is a gap between what are the things that we put a ton of value into, like a Gucci bag or like an NFT PFP or like your fancy new car. But what if there's a world where we're associating that kind of value and pride and identity to real, provable, measurable impact? I think that's the kind of paradigm shift we want to try and achieve. And it's not to say that they're mutually exclusive either. What if they're actually tied together and integrated? And I think that is what the beauty of NFTs are, is that you can blend together all these different dimensions, which is art and fashion and utility and wearables. And then the underpinning structure and you know, scoring system behind that can be these good points, this like protocol and this provable like impact that's like part of that story. And so you like double click into that NFT and you see like, holy shit, in order to like gain this NFT, they had to donate a bunch of blood to the Red Cross, and they had to like go volunteer and like clean up the ocean and like go rescue people out of this disaster from like a wildfire. I think that's the vision of kind of reorienting how we put value on things and objects and activities. A little bit of the philosophy there.
Yeah, there's something really powerful there, because having worked in the social impact space for most of my career, a common perception is that there's very little transparency around measurement, around impact, and that people are grading their own homework. So being able to put that on chain, being able to have consensus about what kind of impact has been achieved, I think number one, that's really, really powerful as a primitive. And also, I think it could do a lot to change people's perceptions about charities, philanthropy, and the importance of giving back and doing good deeds.
Yeah, I do believe so. I mean, And one, I think that's why it's so important too, that we build it as an open protocol, open data set, open knowledge. So that way any app or Web3 project can actually build off of that. And so they know that there's like a reputable data source and source of truth, and it's just owned and shared by everybody. But I think, you know, some, you know, side effects of building that source of truth, it also creates this whole accountability layer, because now you've got these like charities and NGOs that, you know, are writing to the good ledger, and there's an entire DAO and community really like kind of inspecting them and just making sure it's like, hey, are you really having this impact? Like, all this money is flowing to you. It's all on chain. You know, what's the actual outcome? Are you funneling it into, you know, the pockets of your CEOs? All of it is like fully traceable. So I think there's something really powerful in the level of transparent accountability, even just that creates. And then you also have the capacity to activate your community and your DAO and, you know, these validators, because you just have all these tokens and rewards and incentive mechanisms to make it worthwhile for them to spend the time to dig in and find out what the heck is going on. And, you know, not to say it turns into a job, but it just turns into a way where the thing you're passionate about and interested in and want to solve, you're getting some kind of economic value there. So it is worth your time. And I think that's the biggest problem these days, is that we don't go out and do these things. We have to go out of our way. It's just like, it's like, damn it, you know, I want to do this stuff, but I got to like get paid. So we're trying to like remove that barrier. And then kind of flip the incentive model.
So I'm curious, from the folks at Angel Protocol, it seems like you are onboarding a new class of donors, like people that historically might not have given very much, or they've just recently become wealthy because of all of the, you know, increases in crypto asset prices. So what types of donors are you working with, I guess, and what types of questions do they have about the space?
Yeah, so I can definitely take that. We work obviously with a lot of interesting new organizations that are trying to learn a little bit more about the crypto space. Obviously, the newfound wealth with a bunch of these protocols, you know, with airdrops, with you know, rewarding their users, people feel the need to give and are more likely to give if they are crypto users than not. So charities themselves are trying to get in front of these benevolent degens, is what, you know, degens with heart of gold. And so we want to kind of just educate the charities that come to us, letting them know that there is a new market of donors out there. And then, of course, crypto people that have yet to donate because they don't know what outlet is best for their crypto donations. Obviously, we're here as well to help educate them on, you know, potential tax benefits and, of course, the power of DeFi for good. So both sides are new to the crypto giving, if you will. But obviously, crypto users themselves are very charitable, and charities are, you know, increasingly more interested in getting in front of that type of donor market.
And is your typical donor, is it an individual? Is it a DAO? Is it a kind of a, I guess, more traditional organization that's getting into the crypto space? Like, what do they actually look like?
Yeah, so right now we have a closed MVP, and we've been able to partner with for-profit companies within the crypto ecosystem. So we actually have, I believe, over 70 protocols, validators, NFT collections, and the Angel Alliance, which is automatically, you know, donating every month to Angel and dispersing that to charities. So right now our donor base is actually 100% just protocols, for-profit companies. We did do a Restore Earth campaign this last month to close out the year, which was incredible. It was the first time that the community was able to donate directly to Angel, and we actually ended up raising over $1.5 million. So completely incredible, and, you know, over 2,000 unique wallets donated to that. So that's that was incredible to see as well.
Wow, that's so cool. You know, one kind of final question for me, and then we'll turn it over to the floor and see if other participants have some questions. But you know, there's this general perception, especially for people that haven't been kind of onboarded into Web3, is that, you know, crypto is really just about making money and subverting central authorities. So how in your work and your day-to-day conversations with people have you been able to break down some of those barriers or change that perception or start convincing people that it can also be a tool for social impact?
Oh, I very much believe it's about subverting central authority. yeah, no, it's an interesting one, and we're seeing the space evolve so quickly. Like, we are living through mainstream adoption, and it's one of the beautiful double-edged swords of being early, right? It can be frustrating at times because you are sort of working uphill and you have a certain conviction that the rest of the world hasn't caught up with yet. But that provides a ton of opportunity as well. And so for Angel, part of it is, you know, dancing with who wants to dance with us, in the sense that there's lots of charities and NGOs out there that are eager to raise funds and are happy to do that through crypto means. Some of the larger, more established organizations are a little more difficult in that sense. There's just layers of bureaucracy you have to work with in terms of, you know, convincing people over. But we have a very strong team that has a background. Like, across our team, we have over 100 years of nonprofit experience, and using that to really refine the messaging. So we have a whole Angel Ambassador program where we can help empower people to speak to local NGOs and charities about Angel Protocol. And so we've had to devise basically all of the material for that, you know, one pagers for charities, easy ways for them to, you know, explain creating a crypto wallet. And that's the exciting part too, because we're not we're not like cheating away from the crypto aspect of it. We're not completely abstracting that away from the charity. We don't own their wallets. We don't own their seed phrases or keys. I very much believe in sovereignty on the blockchain and people owning their own assets in that sense. So for charities, like, we walk them through creating a wallet, and they get exposure to crypto in a very positive way. So at this point, we're over 85 charities that we have signed up. Well, that's over 85 different organizations that have created crypto wallets and are now accepting crypto funds. All of those organizations, their donors, the other organizations they know, now get exposure to this space in a positive light. So, yeah, I mean, it's really depends on who you're talking to. And sometimes it's been uphill. But honestly, more often than not, once we get someone on the phone, they're interested and they want to try it out.
Great. Well, why don't we see if there's any questions from other listeners. If you want to speak up, just raise your hand. I can invite you onto the stage as a speaker.
While we're waiting for hands. Hey, Chauncey, we also are going to be doing our Genesis NFT drop next Friday. We got some in reserve for you. And if you got like another key team member, we'll hook it up.
Love it. Let's promo that.
Yeah, so our Genesis POG packs, like our backpack NFTs, they'll basically be, you know, it's like really for the early adopters and believers and key partners, but we'll be dropping POG tokens on each month for those holders, staking, you level up the, you know, POG packs with your good points, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, happy to hook it up. And if anyone's interested in potentially qualifying for their Genesis drop, we are doing a number of activities like POAPs and earning good points and whatnot. If you want to join our Discord server, we're happy to welcome you and get hooked up while supplies last.
So I'm going to be dating myself here, but it is downright embarrassing how excited I got inside when I heard POG packs. And thought back, I'm like, are you printing physical POGs? Are we going to bring that back now?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, there's like a cross section of like, you know, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, yeah, POGs were such a big thing. And then if you're, you know, Generation Z, it's more like POG is play of the game in like Twitch and Overwatch world. So just like this generation, depends what generation you're in and how it appeals to you. Like POG has got an interesting kind of brand correlation. But yeah, you know, the packs themselves, you know, so the whole concept, if you check out our website at proofofgood.io, we're basically building these like metaverse backpacks. And the idea is that, okay, you've got your backpack, which you can wear in a metaverse, like on top of your PFP and avatar. And, you know, you can log into any relevant metaverse world and it'll render in that world. And you level up your POG packs and you place some badges on it for like the achievements that you did for the good that you've done. And, you know, aesthetically, it'll give you upgrades and utility in those metaverse games. So we're already partnering with a few different metaverse worlds to kind of build out those cool use cases. So, yeah, we're trying to do some, you know, funky stuff with like wearables and all that stuff. Yeah, so happy to hook it up. So I'll get you on the DMs and our Telegram chat.
Excellent. I'll take you up on that, sir.
Cool. So yeah, try to kill some time for someone to raise their hand. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, we got a couple people actually. So I think we have Dave back and we have another person who raised their hand. So yeah, please.
Cool. Hey guys, can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
First off, I am so stoked that you guys were able to regroup and reboot the spaces. The digital divide is real and here I am in Central Washington and we completely lost power as we had to drive a couple miles to get some cell service. So thank you. So stoked we're able to do this. I don't know if you guys were able to cover this during the spaces so far, but would be really curious to hear from Angel Protocol and Proof of Good DAO. Like in the philanthropic or social impact space, we talk a lot about the difference between acts of charity and acts and systems change or acts of justice. As you guys approach your work in the broader Web3 space, how do you guys think through the difference, those two differences? Like, are they different for you guys? How do you navigate that?
Yeah. I mean, I can jump in there. So I think there's an absolute distinction there. I think there's overlap, right? So charity at the end of the day is it's reactive in the sense that it is responding to a breakdown in society. It is a band-aid on a problem that is not being solved in other ways. And I think that there are upstreams elements to that too, which are related to things like public goods funding. So I think capitalism is great for a lot of things, and it has pushed excellence in a lot of areas. And it's a good example of an honest acceptance of incentive alignment and the power of economic incentive alignment. That being said, there are things that omits, that get left on the side. So when you give into this hyper-capitalism, gaps appear. And those gaps can be addressed through things like public goods funding and through addressing systemic inequality and through correcting a lot of these upstream systemic structural societal issues that cause the need for charities and NGOs in the first place. So with Angel, what we're really building is an endowment financial primitive. And our overall mission is really focused on bridging wealth and opportunity gaps. And an endowment, by providing free, easy endowments, not just to charities, but looking forward to anyone who wants to use it. So if you imagine something like DAO, or for those familiar, it's basically like a front end you can go to and create your own DAO without any coding experience, just a very sort of user-friendly way to establish a DAO. And we're looking to do a very similar thing with our endowment technology as the basis, which will then allow people to coordinate in various ways, not just for charity and NGO, but really any kind of way that you want to coordinate together as a group, whether that be a small, isolated type of thing of piloting UBI program in Uganda, or getting a group of your friends together and pitching in money and then deciding every month on where to send it. Or if you're an NFT project and you want to send part of your commissions to charity, but you want to involve your community in doing that, you can have that go to an NFT charity foundation and have people allocate the funding that way. So there's a lot of different vehicles that you can use this for, and public goods funding is one of those areas that we want to support that way. Apologies for the lengthy response, but I do think that there is a distinction, but also very clear interrelation between those concepts.
David, just as a refresher, what was the question around the difference between charity and like sustainable philanthropy, or and our approach to that? Just to make sure I'm answering or responding correctly.
No, thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, the question is, how do you guys approach the difference between acts of charity or mercy versus acts of justice or systems change? And in the broader like philanthropic community, there is a broader conversation about, hey, we should be emphasizing a lot of work in the social in the systems change piece, because of for all the reasons that Chauncey just mentioned earlier. Yet they're inherently connected, right? You can't have one over the other in one sense. So I was really curious to see from your respective work, is that a question that you guys think about or wrestle with? And if so, how does that influence the work that you guys are doing?
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good one. Part of the approach that we're putting in place is that we're actually just trying to make sure we have good like data categorization for all of those potential things. So, you know, right now, if you check out on our white paper, you know, we're breaking it down between health, mental health, education, social, economic, governance, animal welfare, and environment. And those categories can continue to be refined and changed and updated as a DAO determines. Like we'll submit proposals and say, hey, we think we should add this category, or hey, we should refine this category or break it up into, you know, subcomponents. And at the same time, you know, I think a larger trend too with a lot of, you know, impact organizations is also aligning to the UN SDG goals, so the Sustainable Development Goals. So I think there's also a mapping to that as well. So I think that's the first set is like, how do we, you know, build a good taxonomy for these different types of data sets, and then those are corresponding to specific good acts and good deeds, et cetera, et cetera. So from there, you now get to see, okay, where does this community want to get active? What are the causes and like issues that we want to address? What matters to us? And so I think the way that we help to surface that is actually through governance, through proposals, through voting, through polls, where the community and the DAO gets to kind of self-govern and self-prioritize it off of what we kind of democratically think are the biggest things to attack. And you know, there's kind of the, it's very useful to make sure we have, you know, concerted efforts against a specific cause, because that's how you maximize a lot of impact, is by rallying everybody into, you know, a specific event. And, you know, I think the way, you know, we're going to be tackling that is we'll be having like monthly impact events and saying, all right, guys, we're going to double your good points because, you know, the Tonga, you know, volcano exploded and it's devastated that entire community. How can we rally at the global community to help address that? And that can rotate, you know, wherever we need to kind of point that cannon of like good towards, and then just incentivize everyone in that direction. But at the same time, you know, it's also really up for the community. And, you know, we want to, I think, create a lot of like options and opportunity. And you have this menu of, you know, what causes matter to you the most. Here's like all the oracles that are, you know, making some real traction against that. Go ahead and match up with that and then earn your good points in that direction. So I think our role is really to just be a good platform that surfaces the right data and information and then empowers the community to share their voice and democratically decide what's the priority.
Right on. No, thanks, man.
Great. Well, I think we are at time right now. We've gone right to the hour. Mike, thank you so much. Chauncey, Jeremy, and of course, Dave, for creating this space. I think it was an excellent success, and we'll continue these every 2 weeks. So once again, if you want to find out more about any of these projects, please reach out to Jeremy, Chauncey, and Mike to learn more. Also in the Future Foundation Discord, on the Twitter, we can share links about what they're doing. And we hope that you guys will all come back 2 weeks from now as we dive into our next speaker series.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. It's very nice. Great catching up with all you.
Thanks, everybody.
We're doing good things.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. Looking forward to the next ones, too.
Carl, you're an amazing host. Thanks, man.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Future Foundation Reboot Chat with Angel Protocol, recorded on Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Intern Productions proudly presents Remix! Beer, 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 beer. Let's go. Chill. My lunatics. Ha, ha, ha. Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this shit right here. Don't run. Yeah, terabytes, I see you. Luna Lu, party on. Terra Spaces, we out chill. I don't give a fuck about your profits, cause we think bigger. We from Luna Land, man, where we making the figures. Kids starving, love to fill up their plates. Half the people in the world got a frown on their face. It's a cold world, we making nice. Screw a millie for a car, let's change a life. Got the angel car parked in front of the building. Terra Ave, angel protocol is legit. Let's get rid of the bad. The world's struggling, it's too much to cope with. Bankers and market makers like us to choke his shit. Should be called armed robbery, extortion, or maybe grand larceny. We do it all, we put the pieces to the puzzle. Just as long as it takes all of our people here to end the struggle. Came out the gate on some Doquan shit. World's better with the army of the lunatics. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Bye-bye.
to the greedy. So long to the slizzy. Lunatics stay breezy. St. John stay flizzy. I got a minute, ain't I'm on Columbus 5. And I just staked an angel I can give till I die. With a Thomas Squad jacket, about to mint a galactic. Lunatics on chain, snap it back like elastic. We angels, and angels don't hoard our goodies. So never mind, we sneaking it with Lunaloo hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission. Take 5 bouncers, never check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And there ain't even a need for VIP section. The middle class, now the new 1%, so check it. People like the halo, so start relaxing. Let's hold a discussion about this terror chain reaction. If subpoenas are your thing, better pull the trigger. Gotta serve the Dow and make the Southern District bigger. Send my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Say my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Come on, yeah, the world living better now. Lunaloo sweater now. Angels help you drive through any weather now. See, it ain't right when you hoard your millions. That's why I sport the halo, spreading good feelings. You can find lunatics at all types of shit. Out in Vegas, front row, fighting rugs and shit. If bad time comes, then just take your stake back. Cause you can gift without losing, let's create stacks. If UST breaks the peg, it ain't gonna roast ya. Burning Luna, put the peg back where it's supposed to. Not even Doe alone could get it back. So talk to the Dow, now your bank is whack. Can't keep telling me sharing wealth is for suckers. Matter of fact, if that's true, I'll be a fucking sucker. Not even Nakamoto could imagine this. Lunatics making sure we win the championship. Come on. See, my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Say my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back.
Jim, intern capital. Luna Band, Terror Squad, don't want forever. Chauncey St. Jason, yeah. Whip 3 is ours. Come on. Nah, man, Dowin ain't never gonna stop. Yeah. Danielle, Cosmos, Solana, Avalanche, Matt Lee. Peace out.
Terror Spaces.